Blackstone presents The Quantum Chain by Nick Jones. This book is read by Ray Porter. Prologue. As I climbed the wooden steps of the beach house, I turned back, shielding my eyes against the glare of the midday sun. Pale sand stretches for miles. Gulls swoop and ride the thermals of a warm sky. Alexia is a dark silhouette, shin-deep in the ocean, surrounded and accentuated by a million sparkling diamonds that dance over the surf. She's throwing a ball for Jack, her dog. Our dog, now. He reaches the ball, and as he paddles his way back, she claps with joy. This holiday was her idea, time away from everything and everyone. I soak in the moment, my heart swelling with love and appreciation. I pad barefoot back to the beach house for lunch duty. The owners have tastefully decorated the place, a coastal theme with pale pastel colors and paintings of the local harbor. As I pass an impressive mirror framed in bleached driftwood, I pause and study my reflection. My skin is lightly tanned. I look healthy and happy. I'm a lucky man. For so long, I thought I had lost Alexia. Now our relationship feels written. Finally, it can't be undone. As if in reaction to these thoughts, my reflection breaks the rules. I don't move, but he glances toward the beach and then turns back to me. My eyes widen, my mouth falls open. My doppelganger doesn't follow suit. He's speaking, but there's no sound. My mind flashes briefly back to Nils Petersen, trapped inside the void. Is that what's happening here? I can't hear you, I say, my voice already thin with shock and fear. My silent ghost steps closer, sending my stomach into a crawling knot. He beckons me. Tentatively, I approach the mirror, mouthing my words clearly. I ask, "What do you want?" He places his right hand against the mirror, his expression urgent. He's asking me to do the same, for us to connect. Nervously, I scan the beach house. There are two realities. Which one is real? Can they both exist? I take a moment to consider how I got here. And that's when my fear really takes hold, because I don't remember arriving, let alone packing a case or saying goodbye to people at home. Nothing. This feels
Sample complete. Ready to continue?